K-State Nation, we're going right to the track and field side of the Purple Project Podcast Daily here. Eddie Greer III here, about to break down what took place for the K-State track and field men's and women's here in just a, minute. I do want to say real quick here for recap, go back and recap day one. I appreciate you guys for support, for following this podcast, especially you guys seem to enjoy the postcast, not only from basketball, obviously, but from the other sports as well, and most notably the track and field side as well. Obviously, I take high stakes in that, me being a track and field guy. So definitely, I want to take this time to once again shout you guys out for doing that as well and listening to these episodes. So definitely, I get a joy from these, obviously. So definitely, and apparently you guys too, for that matter, for the numbers for the past couple weeks that's been showing up. So definitely appreciate you on that. All things K-State. That's what this podcast is all about, covering all things from football all the way to women's tennis. We have it right here on the Pearl Project Podcast. Over the weekend, track and field team. And this was probably the more positive of all the sports because, of course, men's basketball lost, got upset by 10th-ranked Texas, and then the ladies dropped the ball once again on the road. Women's tennis, they continued to try to find themselves out of the hole themselves. Meanwhile, the K-State men's and women's track and field teams competed over the weekend at the New Mexico Collegiate Classic in Albuquerque Convention Center in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're just going to recap on this one, part one. And recap the first day, which took place on Friday. How about sophomore Madeline McCabe? She competed in the indoor pentathlon. She came up in sixth place, just a spot shy of the top five, with 3,665 points. That was 100 points shy of her new personal best there, as she put down against 22 competitors. So that's pretty good. 6 out of 22. That is not too bad for McCabe on that side of the field side of things here. And, of course, I'm going to throw this in here. She did finish, came in 2:34.05 in 800 meters there and on the track. We know where we're going with this. Yeah, Shaisha Ray. But I've been talking about her since, and rightfully so, since indoor season got kick-started. Shaisha Ray finished 7th with a 23.86 in the 200 meters. That's two laps around. This is indoor season, so when you go to outdoor, it's a half a lap, right? Now, with indoor season, it gets a little tricky. See, this is why I wasn't a fan of indoor stuff, right? I'm more of a traditional outdoor guy. So I probably said that before on this podcast. I'm going to restate that, since there's some new people could be on listening to this podcast. So indoor is two laps for 200, and the outdoor is half a lap. So yeah, that's a huge difference there. In the 400, yeah, that's four laps around a small track, in any indoor track for that matter. But Shaisha Ray, the star on the women's track side, came in 7th there. Junior Oshila Johnson was 43rd overall. She put down 24.9. And then the young freshman of Twanishi Johnson, right? She came home and just outside the top 50 overall. Just missed it by a spot. 25.1 there and 51st overall there. Back on the field side, men's high jump, K-State put up two top 10. Put down, or landed, I should say, two top 10s there with Devin Richardson and Cam Garrett. Richardson put down a 7.075. Cam Garrett with a 6.11 there. And Richardson placed 4th. Garrett placed 6th. Freshman Aaron Antone, competed in his first ever meet with K-State over the weekend. He finished 12th. Bryce Collins, also a freshman, he finished in the top 15 there as well, with the same height as Antone as well. And another freshman as well. The freshman podcast here, folks. Delaney Wright, that's the name we talked about here on this podcast here, set a new personal best in the women's long jump with an 8-4, finishing 35th out of 69 competitors. That's right on top of the halfway mark. Awesome stuff from Wright Grecker. Congratulations to Delaney for achieving that over the weekend in New Mexico there as well. So the youngsters getting their feet wet here, or feet wet out there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in day one of that tournament as well. And more notably here, Devin Richardson placed in the fourth in that men's high jump. Shaisha Ray, the stud, who qualified for the NCAA Indoor Championships a year ago, finished seventh there with a 23.86 in the 200 meters. Again, I'll be back a little later on this week to recap part two, folks, from the meet from New Albuquerque, New Mexico, where K-State men's track and field team was at. And, oh, by the way, I probably should throw this in there. They sent the director of operations for track and field, Cliff Rovetto, the longtime coach, sent half of his team over there to get some more work done and sent some of the new blood out there as well. Not too shabby for the new guys and gals over there for K-State track and field indoor style. So good numbers there. I'll be back to talk about part two later on this week here in the show, the Pearl Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Again, you're new to the show, again, welcome on board to this podcast. You love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you hit the subscribe button and tell your fellow K-State friends, part of K-State Nation here in Manhattan, Kansas. Not only just that, but if you're living outside of the state of Kansas, you're listening for KC, we know we have a strong Midwest following. Definitely make sure you tell your K-State friends about this podcast. Again, we're on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audio Boom, and several more other podcasts and platforms out there. You can find us out there as well. If you have a question, again, we're trying to encourage our listeners to definitely, you have any thoughts on anything, particularly with the men's basketball team, women's basketball team, definitely hit me up on Twitter. My DM is open at Eddie_EG3. And definitely we can answer all those questions on a future weekly The Pro Boxer Podcast, which, by the way, episode 143 coming at, well, it's already out now wherever you get your podcast. Big week for the weekly side coming up as well. Hope to get that straightened out. It is straightened out. I just got to clear it on my schedule here. And definitely, we got something in store for you guys this week on the show. But that's going to wrap it up on the track and field side edition of the PBBD edition of this podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.